Flooding concerns in Texas. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. Houston and the Harris County area hammered by flooding in the last 24 hours. Entire towns filled with brown water. And the San Jacinto River is rising. The county judge, Lena Hidalgo, ordering mandatory evacuations along the river.
We can't force somebody to leave. But if you stay there, not only are you a sitting duck, but you're putting our law enforcement in danger. And at some point, we can't send law enforcement into swift water that is sure to pose a threat to their life because you made a bad decision.
The rain expected to continue for the region through the night and into the early Sunday morning. First responders rescuing over 400 people from homes, rooftops, and roads engulfed in murky water. Officials in Egypt say Israel has reportedly given Hamas 1 week to accept a hostage deal and agree to a ceasefire, or the plan to invade Rafah will begin.
A delegation from Hamas is in the Egyptian capital in Cairo right now, where they are considering that ceasefire proposal that they have received from the Israelis. And Egyptian media is reporting that there has been, quote, noticeable progress. The Egyptians are in a position to know. Egypt, along with the United States, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and a number of other countries in the region, have been negotiating this deal, working on this deal together with the Israelis. Most immediately at stake, the city of Rafah, the southernmost point in the Gaza Strip, where about 1.5 million Palestinians are holed up.
Fox's Ryan Chilcote. The Boston Bruins defeating the Toronto Maple Leafs 2-1 in overtime Saturday night in Game 7 of their first-round series in Boston.
Pasternak is there! He scores!
The win there coming on that David Pasternak goal, the audio courtesy of ABC. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Mystic Dan crossing the finish line first in the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs Saturday. Mystic Dan's connections will earn $3.1 million from this year's record purse of $5 million. The horse had 18-1 odds. Russia developing anti-satellite nuclear capability in what was previously an off-limits location. Fox's Jennifer Griffin.
For the second time in a year, Russia's space agency failed to launch a new heavy-lift rocket from its far eastern space complex, part of an effort to beat the U.S. in colonizing the moon. A third launch failed Tuesday, the same day Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin faced questions on Capitol Hill from lawmakers concerned about a more menacing aspect of the new space race. New intelligence suggesting Russia is developing an anti-satellite nuclear capability that would threaten U.S. space assets. If used in combat, it could blind the U.S. military.
Last week, Russia vetoed a U.S. and Japanese-sponsored U.N. resolution reaffirming the 1967 Outer Space Treaty calling for nations to prevent a nuclear arms race in space. Small group of House Republicans led by Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene looking to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. The effort began when Johnson backed the measure to give aid to Ukraine that didn't include money to secure the U.S. southern border. But fellow Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw says he doesn't want the speaker to be dumped.
It's based in what exactly? That Mike Johnson brought bills to the floor that were necessary for our national security that the vast majority of members wanted to vote on. So allowing the democratic process to move forward, our process that we have in our Constitution to move forward is apparently the crime of the century.
Crenshaw on Fox's Cavuto Live. And AAA says gas prices are idling this weekend. Current national average per gallon, $3.66 a gallon. It's about the same as it was a week ago, but about 10 cents higher than a year ago. I'm Ted Lindner. This is Fox.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.